Which is obviously exciting for all of us to be a part of. You know, a lot of this game was our bullpen, which we unfortunately haven't been able to say as much this year. Our starting pitchers have been amazing. So for our bullpen to do what they did in this game, whether it was Tyler Wilson throwing that last inning, Flores throwing two big innings the previous game with Helton, things like that. So our bullpen keeps doing some good things. We're going to win a lot more games simply because of our starting pitching and then the hitting like that. It was a fun night.
Fun night indeed. And I thought Kevin McGovern, Chris, making his first start for you. I know he had a couple of innings in Sioux Falls, but, you know, Kevin was sharp in the third. Fourth inning, a little different inning from him, but he looked sharp out of the gate for you tonight, Coaster.
You know, McGovern's done a lot of great things in this league, and he's a horse that throws a lot of innings, but the previous 2-3 weeks he hadn't had a lot of innings, so getting those first two innings out of the way in Sioux Falls, he was going to go 4, maybe 5 today, face some adversity. Fortunately, we were able to come back from it. Because he's going to still be in our rotation and continue to build up and hopefully help us have a good, strong finish to the season. He's one of those guys, when you watch him, man, he's a competitor. Every pitch he throws is like the last inning of the World Series type stuff. So you watch him throwing the bullpen, getting ready for a game. He's competing out in the bullpen, and it's nice to see him in red and black at this stage.
Yeah, no question. One more for you, Coaster. Right field was certainly in play tonight in this doubleheader. Had that wind blowing in from left center field, there wasn't a lot of money in left or in the left center. We saw some good plays. You know, one thing we didn't bring up, certainly all day plays the hero role tonight, but Nick Cale, your young catcher, I mean, he got some balls, and they're showing now on the video screen all day's home run. And, you know, Ken Hazard, the Red Hawks haven't had much off Hazard this season for Winnipeg. That home run big, but what about Nick Cale off Evan Grills, who really had some big stuff tonight for Winnipeg?
You know, Nick Cale, that at-bat and at-bat before are a true example of how baseball's a funny game, because the first at-bat, Nick Cale got some pitches to hit, and he was swinging through some fastballs, and early in that next at-bat, same thing, and all of a sudden, he hit a foul ball, and each foul ball got a little bit closer, then he put it over the fair pole and started to zone in, then he gets a hit the next at-bat, so he looked like he almost had no chance, and all of a sudden, he gets a big home run, and then also a pretty big hit his next at-bat.
Right.
So when you can play at this level, man, you make those adjustments, because that's what it's about. We're not always going to succeed, but you can make those in-game adjustments, and that's exactly what Nick Hill did.
You'll give credit to your players. We'll let you go. But I think tonight, on the anniversary of Chris Coast hitting for the Philadelphia Phillies, getting 4 hits on this date, 2008, to watch his Phillies and help his Phillies with your walk-off hit on this date, 2008, Chris, that vaulted your Phillies into first place over the Mets. I got to think there's a little Coast karma. On August 26th, a pretty good day for Chris Coast.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But I'm going to change notes a little second. Look who's around in the stands here. My mom and my Auntie Angie. I tell you what, are there any bigger fans than this?
Not at all.
Since 1996, they've been fans here. All the way from first pitch to last pitch of a doubleheader, here they are. That's impressive.
There it is. There's your karma right there. Coaster, good wins tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Good job.
Talk to you tomorrow, Jack. Thanks.
That is a great Chris Coast.